You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. It is time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays of the day. I don't know where we're going today. We had some futures discussion. We talked some NBA today. Aaron, you start us off. I have no idea I know what I'm betting, but I don't know what we're all betting.
Well, this is exciting. I am going to roll with some of Sebastian's ideas here. So I'm going to be on Mexico -155 on the money line. And I am also going to tail, Lautaro, probably not saying this right, Martinez, anytime goal score +190. And I'm doing the Messi 3-1 first to score. Going crazy today. And then I have a college basketball future. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. They're number 6 in KenPom. UConn at 20-1 to win the national championship. So a little college basketball future there as well. And that's all I got.
Yeah, we're diving into college hoops. I like it. All right. Joe, what do you got?
All right. I'm going to go NBA. Yeah, go NBA. This Clippers number's up to 7.5. I know they don't have anybody, but the Jazz, they're fading away here. Getting 7.5. Jazz are -7.5 at home. I think it's a back-to-back here. I don't care. Give me all those points for the Clips, +7.5. And I was thinking along the same lines, a little bit different than Aaron. Argentina-Mexico parlay is +130. So
I love that.
A little bit of sweat there with Argentina in the desperate spot. And then we'll also go with Mexico at plus money, +130. Consider some college football, but I'm hoping K-State can get to 3. I don't know if we're going to get there. I thought about adding to Alabama, but need to think more about that. I'm pretty positive that TCU or USC is going to lose, but all signs are pointing to that being Ohio State if that happens. For Bama, they need both to lose to get in there. So that's tough. But 80-1, that might be worth the dart throw. But we talked about that one yesterday. But Clippers and the World Cup parlay is what I'm doing.
All right. I'm going to take the teaser idea from our guy Joe Osborne, who put it out yesterday. If you had teased every opponent of the Broncos and Rams, you'd be undefeated this year. So let's put together a tease involving their opponents this week. I'm going to tease down the Ravens to 2.5 and the Seahawks to 1.5 in their games this Sunday. So Ravens and the Seahawks in a tease against the Broncos and the Rams. So I have that one in. And then Aaron brought up college basketball. I was looking last night. I thought about it last night. Didn't do it. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to put Maryland in. I like what I'm seeing out of that team with Kevin Willard coaching them. You can find 100-1. There's also an 85 out there, but there's a 100-1 at BetMGM on Maryland to win the national title. And you look right now, there's 18 at KenPom. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I wonder how much into the season these things stabilize, because right now there's only one team in college basketball that's top 10 in offense and defense, and that's Aaron's UConn Huskies. Nobody else is. So I was looking at Maryland. I was like, well, they're not that high in both, but I like what I'm seeing so far. But it's no one is except UConn. So I think it takes some longer to stabilize. So I'm going to go at Maryland. I think they're good, and I could see them at least in the Sweet 16. 100-1, the Maryland Terrapins to win the national title as my future in college basketball. Jake, what do you got? Go ahead, Aaron. We'll wait on Jake.
I just saw Arkansas. It made me think of Ian's bet Remember?
Oh, is that too bad?
We gotta get him to do that again.
Speaking of clowns. Sorry, Ian, I had to. He's still alive in Survivor. Still alive.
Oh, we haven't got an update wow. from you. What's going on with
him? Not a clown, man.
No, he's not. Nothing has been happening. It's funny. Like, the last 5 weeks, it's been all chalk. It took a while to figure out which teams are good, which teams are bad. We have a bunch of teams that are clearly tanking, trying to lose here. And so now it's been kind of easy over the last month. For the third time in the last 5 weeks, Joe, this past week, nobody got kicked out. Mm. We're still at 13. So not much action has been going on there. Eventually, they're going to run out of picks here, but we're going into the final 6 weeks in this stretch run.
Now, do you think you'll have people, like, at the end agree to split the pot? Is that allowed? How does that work at the end?
A couple weeks ago, I did send out an email because someone requested it. I said, sure, I'll see. Majority said, absolutely not. A couple said, I'd say a few were like, yeah, I'd be willing to split right now 13 ways.
They're is like, Reed alive too? Do we know any of the other guys?
Reed got knocked out. Reed got knocked out.
Also, so wait, is it Ian or is it Ian's girlfriend? Is that what it was?
Right? Ian's girlfriend. Wow.
Yeah.
It's his girlfriend. He consults, but like, it's really her. She has final say. But on Twitter, he acts like it's his.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So like, it's really not Ian.
We got to get her on. What is she buying with all this money should. If they win?
We should. And Ian was one of the. Ian was one of the first people to respond. He said, "Absolutely no chop, not interested in splitting."
Oh, by the way, the people that want to split it 13 ways, they're eliminated. Get out of here! Get like automatically out.
I was like, "You're embarrassing yourself." You are.
So, what's the number where the chop becomes acceptable? Chop it up.
Three,
like the amount of money.
No, the amount of people left. So we'll split it five ways, four ways, two ways. Like, when does it become, like, you're not
for
a coward?
Me,
I agree. At 13, like, you're a coward. Let's keep going.
Three. I'd say three. That's a lot of money.
Okay.
That's still going to be, like, I just go on top of my head. You're getting over 10 grand at three ways. So that's good. What?
Paul's doing the math in his head.
I don't know what you are.
First place is 25. Yeah.
Right. So if you're taking third place, yeah.
You get second and third place too. That money.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying it's a chop of first place gets a certain, but how do you decide that if you're tied? Isn't it a chop of
first place is 25. You're right. I'm an idiot. Never mind.
Yeah.
Take back my quizzical look. Yeah.
So it's like 40 or something like that, 30 something all together. Yeah, but if it's over 10,
over 30.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. Five figures? Okay, I'll chop it up. Let's go.
Now I'm thinking back to our Jaguars Survivor loss.
We'll buy Bitcoin and lose it.
I'm sad.
Oh, I think, Joe, it was when you were out. I was like, still, their only loss is the Texans' only win. It's really sad. Or like, the Texans' only win is the one that knocked us out of Survivor. Is what I
know. Oh, stop bringing this up.
We would have been out. I mean, the silver lining is we probably would have been out. But like,
we need more positivity on this show. We've got to manifest the winnings here.
We got it.
Okay.
We'll see. Jake, what are you betting on?
Next year's our year.
First of all, I would like to say that if we want to do a big hat bet, Joe G's Maryland Terrapins can just go kick rocks when the Illini come to town on Friday and just run them up and down the court for the first loss of the season. See you then. I'll do another big hat. I'll wait for my big hat for that, too. And then I'll take a Cabrian Hayes home run today.
What? What are you getting, 11-1 on that?
12. Paul's face there was so worth it. That was so worth it.
Maybe we all just get a college hoops big hat and like we each pick a future. Although I'm paying for Jake's now, probably paying for Joe's.
You're already down like $300 in big hats.
I know. Bitch.
Odyssey, you mean. Yeah, I just, as long as I don't get a pineapple hat, I'm fine. Whatever kind of hat you guys want.
I want Joe G to explain to his wife why he has a pineapple hat now.
I am not going to do that.
No. Or why people keep approaching them in the store while he's wearing it.
Taking on a new lifestyle,
Joe G,
honey.
Walking through the neighborhood in his robe with a pineapple hat in the morning.
Oh my!
I think that's what the world
needs. That's getting the vibes right.
Or in Vegas.
Pineapple robe, pineapple slippers. Pineapple.
Nobody needs this. Nobody needs this. Nope.
I do.
Oh boy.
I think if it's that obvious, though, then people would know it's just a bit. You gotta be subtle. Just the big hat or nothing else.
Just the big hat. Real subtle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No flashing in the pineapple robe. None of that.
I Googled it. It's an upside-down pineapple. I had never heard of this pineapple swinger thing.
I've seen both. It's where upside-down pineapple.
How many people do you live by that they're doing this?
I googled it
Joe's
earlier because I didn't want to say it without
lists on Twitter.
Without
on some
make,
weird
without making sure, I'm not going
never...
in these Reddit things.
Sounds
that you
like
go
you
into.
Might be. Sounds like you might.
I
be.
Need to. I need
Here's
to.
Here's the thing: we'll never forget this or unsee it. Now, every pineapple I see near any house, I'm just gonna know. Yeah, it's like my opinion of these people will be changed forever.
You're gonna knock. You're gonna knock.
You're gonna run away. I'm gonna knock. I'm running
away.
Yeah,
I was gonna say no. He's not. He's going the
other
way.
Yeah, says the guy with the pineapple big hat. You're gonna run away. Sure.
Is this the right place?
I did buy a can of pineapple chunks at Target yesterday because the hair lady said it helps you drinking pineapple juice helps your cough.
Oh
which
God!
Made,
I really thought that was
do you think that was
stop.
A sign?
Oh, stop.
Was she sending
oh,
out a
stop.
Sign?
The hair lady told you this? You're taking advice from the hair salon?
Well, she's also in nurse training, so.
Stop!
No.
Oh, I had some college hoops so you think, too. But
wait, you think her talking about getting a can of pineapple
Stop.
Juice is
just
a sign?
Just leave it here. It's
I'm
something.
Asking.
I thought nope. The alien conversation in the last hour was the most off the rails we'd be. Nope. Not even close.
All right. Paul said we were due for a while for something like this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wednesday, why not?
Why not Wednesday?
Real quick. Yeah. North Carolina, Indiana, under 144.5. That's what I got. UNC coming off 4 overtimes. Indiana's, you know what? Forget it. Indiana's played nobody.
So
they're not offensive that great. Pineapple.
Paul crying as he gives the bet. It sounds like a bad omen for the play tonight. It's, don't tell that one. All right, we're back tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Jim Rome next. You're watching. Stay tuned for the Daily Tip on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.